Canadian Broadcasting Corporation and CFPL in London, the National Broadcasting Company takes pride in presenting another Stan Kenton Concert in Miniature, a program designed to bring to you expressions of contemporary American jazz. Direct from the arena in London, Ontario, Canada, it's our pleasure to offer exciting and imaginative interpretations of the music of our times, the progressive creations of modern America's man of music and your conductor, Stan Kenton.
Thank you.
That wonderful introduction was given here by a rather sharp-looking individual that qualifies himself very well as a radio announcer. His name is Paul Soule. And I want you to know, Paul, that if you ever get out of a job, come and see us, because there are many things that you could do for us, because we'll discuss it later. I'd like to tell you people listening in over the network that this is the first concert in miniature to be done before the audience that is called the audience that came to see the biggest show of 1952. And believe me, it's a whopper. There are many wonderful acts in the show, including the artistry of Sarah Vaughan and the magnificent presence of Nat Cole. So we're doing this show this evening, as he said, from London, Ontario, and we want to make also an acknowledgement of the moment of the fellows that make these broadcasts possible, the orchestra. You guys look wonderful tonight. Fine, very much. We want to discuss salary later tonight. I want to present a composition. Before we present it, I'd like to congratulate the writer. His name is Sherm Feller. He's a radio announcer in Boston. He has written a composition. We recorded it, and just recently he had Arthur Fiedler and the Boston Pops Orchestra give him a wonderful record. So remember, to salute the Boston Pops Orchestra, we would like to play our recorded version of this thing called Francesca. That was Frank Rossellino here playing the trombone. The last portion of the arrangement was something that was improvised, but I think that it should be deciphered. The thing might be a reflection of a message being sent to someone. It did sound rather obvious. From one trombone player to another, a guy that knows how to create a wonderful mood, make warm, melting sounds,
For the moment, it's Bob Burgess and the solo that was so important to the Innovations in Modern Music Orchestra, an adaptation of the theme that is called Solitaire. Thing called Psalm of Solitaire and a guy called Bob Burgess. There's something that goes to make a pacing is after a mood thing, something that gives rhythmic excitement, some spirit, a little centrifugal force in the sense of the word here through the rhythm section. A few short solos. Simple title, Bill's Blues. I kick this off, fellas. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. You know, some weeks back, in fact, just about 3 or 4 weeks ago, I expressed myself in quite clear terms about how I felt about the presence of this next musician with the orchestra. We've wanted him for a long time. Finally, somehow, by hook or by crook, we managed to have him here in his presence. I'm speaking about possibly the leader of all of the alto saxophone players in the field of modern music and modern jazz. This is the first time that on Concert Manager that he's had a chance to express himself fully with a mood. So through a form of impressionism here, we'd like to introduce this gentleman, the artist Lee Konitz. That was Lee Konitz with an alto saxophone. And ladies and gentlemen, sometimes you have within an organization guys that feel that you are not doing a competent job at introducing them And sometimes you find it necessary, in order to keep peace in the family, to step out of the road and let them introduce themselves. I'll simply say the next few moments will be taken up and explained and introduced by a trumpet player.
Thank you, Stan. My name is Connie Condoli, affectionately known as the Count. In a few seconds, you'll probably hear the greatest trumpet player in the country. All joking aside, I'd like to play something called Round Robin.
There's nothing as refreshing as sweet, simple humility. Here's a number that has to do with about 14 of the fellas taciting. In music, that means they don't do a thing. They just wait. They don't play. But we'll incorporate the physical and mental facilities of the trombone section, 5 guys, the rhythm section, 3 guys, and the leader who plays piano. Here's a thing that is called interlude.
Captain's Noir. Come on down, buddy.
Thank you. It seems we're involved this evening in a lot of moods. I guess it's just the way it fell. An important guy to the orchestra is the guy that plays the first trumpet. We sometimes introduce him as if the brass section's bad, it's his fault, and if it's good, it's his fault, and he sometimes is expected to do more than some of the rest. When someone's absent, he plays a solo. He kind of runs things in general, and seldom do we get him down here in front with his trumpet to play a solo. Buddy Childers, if you feel like it, and we'll take what you feel at the moment with something on All the Things You Are. Ladies and gentlemen, those of you that are listening in, I would like you to know that as soon as the concert miniature this evening is completed, I make an announcement introducing two fellows, and they step out here on the stage at the London Arena in front of this biggest show of 52 audience, the fall edition, and they start exploding. Really, it's too bad we can't have them here and continue the broadcast so you can hear the antics at least as they take place. We want to thank you people very much this evening here in the arena for cooperating with us and allow us to break the pacing of the big show to present this broadcast. And for the moment, I want to congratulate a friend of mine here. Paul, would you step over here?
Yes, sir.
You know, I just learned something. You hang around with pretty nice people.
I do?
Yes, there's a very important man in radio. You know, anybody in radio is important if they are great workers for jazz and believe in the music a great deal. It's wonderful to know that you and Carl Ide are very good friends.
It's a pleasure being his friend, and it's nice to know that people are as hardworking in music as they are in radio.
Well, let's see. Do we have something here we can read together?
I think we could.
You go as far as you can.
All right. NBC has brought you another Stan Kenton concert in miniature, refreshingly original conceptions of modern music. Music that is a reflection of today as new as tomorrow. Our broadcast tonight came to you direct from the arena in London, Ontario, Canada, through the facilities of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation and CFPL in London. This concert in miniature will come to you from Charleston, South Carolina next week. Consult your local paper for time and station. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.